Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Back to reality in Ireland and the issue that we've been covering through our listeners back since March. Jennifer has contacted us. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
And how are you? Because just tell us what you do. I know you're in a Dublin frontline hospital, but even more seriously and strenuously, you're in ICU.
Yeah, that's correct. So I work in intensive care unit in Dublin.
Okay.
And I suppose I've written basically this poem, and it's to document a particular experience that myself and other staff members have experienced and gone through. It's kind of a reflection on what has been happening over the last couple of months. You know, it is a learning experience for us as staff nurses, but it's a constant kind of physical and mental stress. And I understand people, because people, the public don't see this, see the tragedy and see these patients, it's very hard for them to understand. But again, it's just really for myself and just to document, you know, what has been happening, really.
And do you think that before you do the piece, which is it's a lovely piece, I think we'll ask people to sit back and try and listen to it, and maybe we'll with your permission, put a bit of instrumental music under it to help. But do you think the message is getting through to people about how serious this pandemic is and the effects it can have on people?
I don't know, Joe, to be honest. I know people, a lot of people are doing their best to wear their masks and keep their distance. But like I said, I hope they'll never have to experience the side that I see and my colleagues see. But sometimes that's what it takes for, you know, for people to understand and appreciate why we're doing what we have to do. You know, I do think people are doing it, but it's just because it's been such a long haul, you know, since March. People are getting tired. I'm getting tired.
We
have to keep going, you know, because although we're not at full capacity or we're not, you know, as bad as we were, let's say, in March and April, you know, whether it's one patient or 20 people, these are people in these beds, you know. You could have 40 people in the hospital or whatever, but you have to kind of, and I forget myself that, you know, we have to forget about these numbers and think about the actual person, their family, their friends in the bed. And I'm guilty of it, of myself. Oh, you know, we have 5 patients today or whatever, but really, it's just to kind of put a personal, to kind of be aware, more aware of what we're dealing with. Really.
Okay. And what was there, I don't want to, obviously, much detail for obvious reasons, but what your piece is called 10 Minutes. And what prompted the piece and explain it to us?
So at this particular time, you know, it was advised that people don't spend more than 10 minutes with each other, or, you know, to be 2 metres apart, which is still the case. But for a lot of our patients who were possibly passing away or became very unwell, family members were only allowed to be with them for 10 minutes.
Okay.
And in full CP. So it just made everything such a tragic, you know, terrible experience 100 times worse for them and for us as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just like, I don't write poems often, but I suppose a lot of the nurses, a lot of my colleagues would say that, you know, since March, it's all just been a big blur. And it just kind of all runs into the one kind of experience. But there's this particular night that, you know, will stick with me forever, really.
Okay. And I know your colleagues have said to you, go out and make the quick call to Liveline. They're rallying around you because you are in work and they're covering for you for probably 10 minutes, to use that phrase.
Yeah.
But the piece is called 10 Minutes. It's written by Jennifer. Did you write it on a break in work, or were you at home? Or
I was at home.
Okay.
Reflecting, I suppose. And
okay.
Yeah, it just kind of happened to me.
Okay, and take her time reading it, Jennifer, because it's a really important piece. It's called 10 Minutes. It's written by an ICU nurse in a frontline Dublin hospital, and her name is Jennifer, and it's called 10 Minutes.
For 10 minutes, I watched as your life disappeared. On a screen bright with colour, I fought back the tears. Before you slipped away, your family said goodbye. Only 10 minutes they had by your side. What do you say to a person you've loved all your life? 10 minutes to say goodbye to a husband, a wife. Their gloved hands held yours and kisses through masks. What can I say? Why, I often ask. I do not know you, and you not I. A person so loved, so unfair to die. Holding your hand and stroking your face, whispering gentle comfort, your breath slowed pace. That night you were gone, no family near to grieve, making cold phone calls, their pain so hard to ease. Regardless of when, why, how, or the source, the virus took over with little remorse. 10 minutes I watched, not as a stranger nor friend, but as a nurse who cared for you until the very end.
That's very moving, Jennifer, and very real, unfortunately, for so many people.
That's the thing, you know, it's not just a poem I made up. It's very true. It's very personal.
And would you believe, Jennifer, though I'm not surprised that the first call we have after your contribution there is from somebody who said, it begins, I only had 10 minutes with my mother before she died of COVID. Yeah. And that woman is Mary. Jennifer, I'm very, you can stay if you wish, if your crew, or I don't know what way, but I know you slipped out with their agreement, so... If you want it, but I really appreciate not just your poetry, but your service and all your wonderful colleagues.
Thank you very much. And honestly, thanks to all my colleagues as well for
Making
together.
And it's just the humanity in that piece. And I think if we get a chance when you're off shift, we'll record it down a WhatsApp line, a studio quality line, and put it out with great clarity. But I just think the humanity in your piece, Jennifer, from somebody who's, as you say, dealing with this every day, bursts through, explodes through. And I thank you so much. That's Jennifer.
Thanks for
back to work, unfortunately, Jennifer. And mind yourself. And thank you for your service.